Hello everyone out there, it's still your boy Joshua Sheboy. Yeah, it's me again, and this is another episode of my motivational speech. Yeah, I really want to say thank you to all those listening to my voice in all social media. I'm in Breaker app, I'm in Spotify, I'm in YouTube, I'm in Facebook, I'm in Audio Mac, I'm in almost audio app you can think of, I'm in Google Play, I'm in, you can hear my voice anywhere, and still the name Joshua Sheboy. I really want to say thank you to all those listening to my voice. And this next episode, my topic will go like this, and this episode I'm not going to be like stating much topics and explaining it. I'm just going to state only one topic and explain it, give deep explanation to it. And we said your life moves in the direction of your dominant thoughts. I will say that again, your life moves in the direction of your dominant thoughts. Okay, I could be giving series of examples before I start explaining the topic. Let me see now, which example, like, okay, a man now has this thinking of going to his village. Now, all his direction will be what? To make it to his village. At the end of every month, he collects his salary or his wages at the end of every week. He's going to be saving money up to go to his village. No matter where he's from, whether it's from Lagos going to Imo, he's from Imo going to Abuja, he's from Abuja. No matter where he's from, no matter where he's from all over the world, or he's going from USA going to Canada, from anywhere at all. Are you understanding me? His direction will be focused on his village. Now, you that's out there making useless decisions with your life. Useless, you are thinking rubbish with your life. I want you to know that no wish is pursuing you, no bad person is pursuing you. We are the one pursuing ourselves. That's the thing, we are the one chasing ourselves, we are the one stopping blessings from coming to ourselves. In my last episode, I explained we need to be available so that God can make us responsible. Yeah, now you want to be what? You want to be, okay, now let me use. You are making bad intentions for yourself. Is it me that this guy is talking that will kill you? You see, when you start, you're having a fight with somebody, and you, that kind of words come out from your mouth. The next, your directions will be what? To harm that person. And they're saying that, that states, you don't know where you will meet someone. You might meet him today poor, tomorrow you meet him great. You might meet person today great, tomorrow you meet him poor. So it is making bad thoughts about someone, about a place, about, see, you better stop it, because it might not turn out well for you. Your life moves in the direction, the way you think, that's how your life is going to move. That's the very fact about the matter. The way you think, the way your brain thinks, you are a student, you want to go to school, the way you think, that thought you have, that's how your life is going to be. That thought you have, that's how your life is going to go. Well, that direction you are thinking, or you are, that direction you are really putting your mind into, be it good or bad, that's how your life is going to move. As a student, you are thinking of going to school. Your aim is going to be, how will I make it? And you see that your direction is going to move, as the direction of your life is going to move that way. After you say someone is troubling me for my village, or someone is doing this, someone is doing that, no one is forcing, no one is killing, no one is blessing. You are the one blessing yourself, and you are the one holding yourself from being uplifted, being blessed, because your life moves in the direction of your dominant thoughts. Why not make good use of your time? Because your time is your life. Start thinking positive things so that your life will start moving in a positive way. The moment you start thinking negative things, your life will start moving in a negative way. There's no two ways about that. God, the Bible said God gave us a choice. And I hope Quran also says that. See, this our life is all about choice. It's your choice if you don't want to what? If you don't want to be great, it's your choice. If you don't want to be, as in, if you want to be poor, it's your choice. No one is forcing you to be. And you need to have something in the back of your mind. No one wants to associate with a failure. No one wants to like a failure. So start thinking a positive thing now. Be a businessman, and all your thoughts, you see all your thoughts will be how to promote your business. Be a student, all your thoughts will be how to graduate. Be an engineer, all your thoughts will be how to get more customers, how to, you know, this kind of thing. And do that thing at home, you are not thinking anything. The moment you stop thinking, that you are dead already. The moment you think that life is over with you, you are dead already. You might be, you're a walking corpse. Make use of your life, make use of your time. No situation that will come your way that you cannot handle. Believe in yourself, people. Let me tell you, we are not the first to face situations. My dad died, my mom died, my this died, my... You are not the first person that someone died in their family, or that you will not give up because your mom died, you not give up. I want to give up. You are a fool if you do that. Sorry for using that language. If you give up, you're a big, as in a big mess, because no one wants to associate with you. Imagine all the years you have been trying to struggle to become something in life because of a little situation. You just say, I'm done with struggling. Once you don't try, once as you need to take a risk for something to, life is a risk, so why not take it? If you don't take a risk, then you are doing nothing in life. You living today is a risk. Many people are out there dying every day, millions of people die every day. So you that is alive, make a, as in, let the world know you. Let the world know you, let the world hear your voice. It's not that you sit down there and start thinking, one rubbish, I want to become a poor person. Start it now, you become a poor person. You will later become poor, because when you don't have anything doing, that's your thoughts. You are thinking how to become useless. When you don't have any aim, you don't have any desire, you are already thinking how to become useless, and your life and your everything about you will be moving in that direction. But when you're trying towards, just strive to grind, you are going to become successful. You see, God will start helping you. I remember, in everything, put God first. In your money, God first. In your life, God first. In your academy, God first. In everything, God first. Because your life will always move in the direction of your dominant thought, the way you think. That thing that is in your mind, that's how your life is going. That's how your life is going to be. It's just going to be like, you know, our mind is like a mirror that we watch. We watch ourselves in a mirror, right? And that is our mind. The way our thoughts are displayed in our hearts, that's how our life is going to be. The moment you start saying, I'm really poor, I can't do anything, I'm crippled, I can't succeed in life. You see, all your life will start moving that way. The moment you start saying, I'm blind, I can't become a rich person, I can't do this, I can't, you see, all your life will. But in every disability, there's abilities. That's one thing we don't know. In every disability, there's ability. In everything you think that there's no good thing doing, you see, in every bad situation, there's a good omen there. Why give up now? After all those years you try to grind to become successful, because of this situation, you now want to give up? The moment you give up, that's how your life is going to move. You're not going to see any miracle, you're not going to see any open doors. So just keep on grinding till you make it. Keep on striving till you get there. There's no prophet that will pray for you and you will succeed without you accepting that prayer. There's no pastor that will pray for you and you succeed without you praying for yourself. There's nobody that will give you advice without you advising yourself. People can give you advice, but you will not need it. But once you advise yourself, you sit yourself down and think twice. Have a rethink. And you see things just start moving well for you. People are out there, as in the world are out there, young people's voice, the world are out there looking for your voice to be heard, and you are just there sleeping. Well, as in wasting your time. Please have a rethink. Have a rethink. Because your mind will always move at the dominant thoughts of your mind. The way you think, that's the way your mind will move. Yeah, this is the end of my motivational speech for this wonderful episode. It's still me, Joshua Chiboy. Please follow me on all social media, on Instagram, in Facebook, in everywhere. And follow me and hear my motivational speech. I really love you guys. You guys are the best. Thank you all. And please do not give up, because giving up hasn't been the only option. Once you give up, there's no option again. Once you give up, there's no longer option for it to be great. There's no, you can never see another option for it to be great if you give up. If you want to make your money in a fair way, don't give up. In your hustle, don't give up. And God will surely see you through. God is just waiting for you to be available, for Him to make you responsible, remember? Yeah. Thank you. I love you all. It's immense. Your boy, Joshua Shibo. You can follow me on all social media. Thanks